The Sunshine Coast Museum and Archives hosted a free wool weaving workshop on Saturday, April 1, led by Sawasia Spukwus of the Eskayowu Seven Mesh Nation. A dozen participants each wove a headband using traditional Coast Salish weaving techniques and learned the importance of weaving to Eskayowu Seven Mesh culture. "Weaving teaches us patience," said Sawasia Spukwus, "and it also teaches us respect for nature that produces the wool." Easter Weekend Library highlights the Gibsons and District Public Library as planning an appropriately colorful long weekend. On Saturday, April 8, a number of featured presenters are on the lineup. At 10:30 a.m., local award-winning poet Fran Barasa will offer a two-hour workshop titled, Creative Writing for the Faint of Heart. If your inner editor is stifling you, Fran's word whip prompts may loosen your pent-up creativity. Teens and adults are welcome. The in-person event is free but space is limited. Register online or call 604-886-2130 to sign up. At 2 p.m., local mandolin strummer and author John Van Arsdell will read from his warm-hearted Sunshine Coast memoir No Long Hairs, The Odyssey of a Vietnam Draft Dodger. Members of John's latest band, The Road Apples, with Michael Mazur, Graham Walker, Mary White and Stu Young, will accompany John on a few folk tunes. Literary reading in Seashelt. The Sunshine Coast Arts Council, under the guidance of a literary reading committee, sponsors a series of readings each year. Authors make a selection to read from their texts, followed by a discussion with the audience. The upcoming literary reading on Saturday, April 22 at 7 p.m. will feature Tolu Olorontoba, via Zoom web conferencing. Tolu Olorontoba was born and practiced medicine in Nigeria before migrating to Canada. He has experienced conflict and human fragility firsthand, as well as the experience of displacement and resultant isolation, which are themes in his poetry. Olorontoba's debut collection, The Junta of Happenstance, won the 2021 Governor General's Award and the prestigious 2022 Griffin Poetry Prize. His latest book, Each One a Furnace, 2022, uses the imagery of migratory finches to express restlessness, immigration, and the othering that are prevalent globally. To register to attend the online literary reading, browse to the sunshinecoastartscouncil.com website. From the Prairies to Pender Harbor. Coming up on Sunday, April 23, the Pender Harbor Concert Society will present two Saskatchewan-based musicians, pianist Megan Millatz and violinist Amy Hillis. The Megan and Amy duo are prodigiously talented and fearless in their enthusiasm for programs that place European classical masterworks beside contemporary Canadian compositions. A duo since 2011, Millatz and Hillis now play for appreciative audiences at home and abroad. Tickets, $30, are available by browsing to penderharbormusic.ca and for in-person purchase at Harbor Insurance in Madeira Park and Straight Music in Seashelt.